1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It literally rained on their parade, the traditional opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics in Paris. Though moist, still a spectacle to Vittoria Zanini, an Italian living in Paris.
We enjoy it, but of course it would be better without the rain, but the mood is amazing. Everyone is here to support the team, so it's incredible.
There have been widespread travel disruptions triggered by what French officials called coordinated arson attacks on high-speed rail lines. Now spreading to 278 square miles, larger than the city of Chicago, the area burned by a wildfire near Chico in Northern California. Over 130 buildings burned. Donald Trump welcoming Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to his Florida estate, their first face-to-face meeting in nearly 4 years. Two leaders of the notorious Sinaloa drug cartel are in federal custody, including the son of the infamous drug lord El Chapo. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study committee will look at how to manage Wisconsin's sandhill crane population and reduce the crop damage they cause. The group is made up of state lawmakers, farmers, and conservationists. There's talk of setting up a hunting season. The committee is expected to make recommendations later next year. The Summer Olympics start today. As Lisa Hale reports, Wisconsin will be well represented.
18 athletes from the Badger State will compete for Team USA in the Paris 2024 Olympics. The biggest name competing might be Indiana Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. He's an Oshkosh native on the men's basketball team. The Paris Olympics officially kick off Friday and will last through August 11th. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Manitowoc School Board voted 5-2 yesterday against a plan to close elementary schools in response to declining enrollment. Instead, they voted 4-3 to save money by moving central office personnel to vacant school building spaces. In the meantime, the school board will gather input on potentially closing schools in the future. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Royal Canadian Air Force, and as part of the celebration, EAA invited the Snowbirds to Air Venture.
Now, a lot of people are familiar with the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds, and they're quintessentially American. You put the biggest, loudest engine you can on something and fly as fast as you can all over the place. Meanwhile, the Canadians, the Snowbirds, are this wonderfully elegant nine-ship team that work with music, and to watch them synchronize through the sky and what they do is just a wonderful display.
Communications Director Dick Napinski says the Snowbirds will perform at the EA Air Shows all this weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game weekend series tonight against the Marlins. The Marlins have just added former All-Star Randy Arozarena following a trade with the Tampa Bay Rays. Meanwhile, it appears that Christian Yelich has opted for rest and rehab rather than undergo season-ending back surgery. The 32-year-old Yelich is on the IL for a second time this season with back problems. Yesterday, at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., the Padres let right-hander Dylan Cease finish the game with 114 pitches and just three walks on the Padres radio network.
Abrams to right field. Johnson coming in. He makes the catch. No hits for the Nats. Dylan Cease throws a no-hitter. The second no-hitter in Padres history. There'll be a sea of San Diegans celebrating back home.
The Padres won 3-0. NFL training camp. The Packers now practicing in pads today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Meanwhile, Jordan Love contract talks continue. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid for the weekend. Highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday. Another warm day with a high in the mid-80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. Right now it's 80.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one?
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Search restrictions apply on 7/31/2024.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend. And will Vice President Harris have a new VP? We'll catch up to speed. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wild.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yes, it is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Right away, TGI. BPF, Johnny Lupinacci.
Yes, it is. Oh,
thank
yeah.
God it's Busted Pencils Friday. I do not know where these days are going. Holy crap. We start off the week, me and Jess. Here we are Friday already. What in the world is going on? I think part of it has to do with all of the excitement that has just lit us on fire. Yes, President Biden, you know, passed the torch over to Kamala Harris, and that has just generated, as you point out, Johnny, just you didn't even see it coming, this enthusiasm that this has brought to us. We keep bringing it every night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, especially if you're listening live on the radio. But, Johnny, if you're not listening live on the radio, you know where else you can get this? The Civic Media app. You can always get Busted Pencils on the Civic Media app, even if you're in Finland, as we point out to our Finland listeners over there. Busted Pencils, download the app, Civic Media app, and then not just Busted Pencils, all of your Civic Media shows are there. You can listen to them live, or you can download every one of the shows that are a podcast to make sure you do not miss any part of this. And I'm going to admit this here, too. If you want to see our faces, and I'm a little embarrassed because my father told me about watching us online and what he witnessed, and he witnessed something. I'm going to admit I did, but this is one of the problems with not realizing you're on video. I know I'm typically a radio host, right? And I'm not thinking about this, but when you're on video on Facebook, like we are, on YouTube, like we are, on X, like we are, People could watch us, Johnny. And my dad said, you know, you might not want to pick your nose when Johnny's talking.
Oh, my goodness. No, I thought he was going to say I was.
No. Yes. He's like,
no,
he goes,
oh, no. Yes.
I'm like, oh, man, Dad. He goes, I'm just saying, you probably, when Johnny's talking, you might want to keep your hands down. I'm like, uh-oh. So there you go. That's truly bonus content as we keep talking to people as they're behind the scenes. If anybody saw that episode, please don't call in and tell us about it, because I already got
Definitely
it from my
call
dad.
Call in so I can edit it.
Oh yeah.
Make that into a
promo. But Tim, you know what I have to go back and correct is I talked about this a couple of shows ago, and I loved this beer when I was in Madison. I was down at the Minocqua Brewing Company, and I had a Dark Biden, you know,
Dark
beer,
Brandon,
and it was Dark Brandon beer. I don't follow this meme stuff, but you know, Kirk down at Minocqua Brewing Company is an excellent branding, you know, genius with this, and he had a Dark Brandon brew that is now a Hope brew. So I'm drinking a Hope brew here for the show tonight, and it's a good man. Is it good? And I got to say that that's authentic. It's good beer. Mm. But in addition to that, we're friends with the Minocqua Brewing Company folks. You know, Busted Pencils is excited, you know, and honored to be sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company. They're big time advocates for public schools in Wisconsin. And they're right there with us, Tim, connecting strong public education to a strong democracy. Man, we're going to talk more about strong democracy tonight. But Monaco Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great one beer at a time. Check out monacobrewingcompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. And Tim, I'm going to tease it right now. You're going to be able to have a Minocqua brew next week. And we'll get to, for listener out there wondering, wait, Tim's going to be in Madison Live? He sure is. And I'll let him tease that for now and tell you more details about it later in the show. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Man, Tim, Friday, yeah. TGIBPF, right? TGIBPF. And man, you know what I've come to really love about our Fridays? Tim's trivia.
Oh man,
Tim's trivia.
And I let
me tell
you,
we're gonna have some Tim's trivia tonight.
There it is, right there. Okay, that's a lot in there. Okay, and the trivia is not gonna be at what point in time and what episode did Tim pick his nose. Not that kind of trivia.
No,
please, no. That's but we definitely trivia. Got some bonus trivia. I'll give you a hint to the trivia.
Should we get into it, or should we?
We're gonna be talking about.
Where are we going?
We're gonna be talking about drainage when we're dealing with.
Oh my goodness! Trivia.
Yes, drainage. Who knew that? And founding fathers in drainage. Little bit of a hint right there about where the trivia is going. So anybody who's
drain the swamp, drain the swamp.
Well, you know, thinking about it, you know, so founding fathers and drainage, those are your clues to the trivia question. I'm not going to put it out there wholeheartedly yet. Just give some people that opportunity to get those wheels grinding, you know, those mice in the head spinning, whatever it is you have up there, the noggin, the noodle. Get it charged up, or if you're throwing it into ChatGPT or Gemini or Claude, whatever you want to do.
Or if you're throwing back a Hope Brew.
Or if you're throwing back a Hope Brew. No, the Hope Brew, though, too, that's a special mix, or is that just the brand?
No.
It's the Dark Brandon.
It's just a rebrand of Dark Brandon, and okay. It's just as good.
All right. Nice. I love that. And again, the language, Hope. Hope. We felt that. I think that that's what we've been saying this week, is that there's this genuine sense of hope that has come over, and people are like, well, you know, wasn't that happening with President Biden? The answer is no, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was the contrast of going, oh my God, anything but the Trump administration. And yes, if it's President Biden, we're going to vote for him, but there's no excitement, and the hope was there, and it felt desperate. And now Kamala Harris stepping in as the presumptive nominee, again, still not official yet, because we have to have a convention where she gets all of the nominations and she proudly accepts the Democratic nomination. But here it is, and we're going, wow, what a week. So Johnny, you really had that sense of surprise that you were going to feel like this.
Well, no, I mean, we kind of knew this move would happen, and we talked about how
were surprised about yourself and how this lifted you in a way that you weren't ready for.
Yeah, I was surprised. I'm surprised by the energy, and I'm excited about it. The re-energizing, not so much of myself, but like really with everyone I talk to who have been really gloom and doom for maybe too long. I won't even admit how long, but really kind of meh about things and not too optimistic. And literally overnight, man, that just took, it just flipped. Mm-hmm. And it was good. Like sometimes you need a swift kick in the rear, and this kind of move, I didn't know was going to be that kind of that boost, that, you know, that shot in the arm, that kick in the behind. It really was. And wow, people are energized. They're excited. The buzz of talking about politics. Remember, we talked about small talk being really important in last year's 20 lessons from the 20th century. We're going to get to next week's this show, so stay tuned to that as well. But last week's was, you know, small talk. And the small talk has been around politics, and it isn't about gloom and doom, and it isn't the kind of I'm tired of this, although it's true, so I don't want to belittle it. I'm tired of the what are we going to do if Trump wins? Oh no, it's so bad. Project 2025. Yeah, it's terrible. It's not new. Right. The Heritage Foundation has been putting out policies like that forever. But it is especially scary and dangerous because they have always put those out, but they've never had as much influence on a potential presidential cabinet and administration. And so they would have that with Trump. And so all of the small talk around politics, you know, and small talk isn't always politics. It's sometimes just a welcoming hello or how's it going? Sure. But, you know, the small talk has bled into politics in a way that it felt almost taboo for a little while. It felt too gloomy, too connected to bad feelings. And I was pleasantly surprised and energized by the buzz that's going around in all generations. Mm. So around folks who are a little older, around folks who are a little younger, you know, I'm kind of right in the middle on that. And they're all talking and their eyes get big and they're like, hey, what do you think's going to happen? This is exciting. So, man, I'm excited, you know?
I'm excited too. And what going to that, there was an article, I think it was in CNN, not sure for exactly, but they were talking to some older voters in Pennsylvania and kind of getting their feeling about this change. And Johnny, just to highlight, you know, to emphasize your point, these are people that really did identify with Biden and said that during the time up to the move of removing him, they didn't feel good the way that it was happening. They didn't like this. But then all of a sudden, now that Kamala Harris is in it, they've got this renewed excitement. And they themselves were saying, wow, I didn't realize how much energy I had lost on President Biden. Not that I didn't support him, not that I didn't wish him well, but that the energy that Kamala Harris has now brought to even these older voters' perspective, and I got to bring that all the way down too. My daughter and I have been having, Johnny, those small conversations around Kamala Harris. Guess what? You know what? I am all now learning into being what it means to be brat. You know, because Kamala, you know, and my daughter informed me that,
but
I didn't have any right to know that yet because it was something that her generation owns.
I love this, Tim. And I got another one for you and you can run this by your daughter as well. Are we ready for a feminine nomenon?
Nice.
A feminine nomenon. Well, I'll let you know, like, see if you can figure out where that's coming from.
I just like that one.
But Tim, before we get too far into things, because I'm excited about another thing too. We had a guest last week, Thursday, Randy Weingarten. And man, you know, it's no secret that I'm a union kid. I'm a union guy. I'm a blue collar scholar. I like being in a union shop wherever I'm at. It's been a stalwart of my whole life through the ups and downs, because just because you're in a union doesn't mean everything's smooth sailing, right? That's the thing. Democracy is messy, but it's so important. Man, I was stoked to hear the things being said from the AFT conference. So we're going to get into that tonight too, a little bit more from the exciting stuff from Busted Pencils, one of our favorite guests recently, Randy Weingarten. But before we get into that, Tim, you know, man, we got to get to Tim's trivia.
We got to get to the Mike trivia. Okay, here's the question. I'm going to put it out there right now. What founding father had his hands in flexible drainage systems? What founding father had his hands in flexible drainage systems? And if you know that one, I'm going to tell you this too. It's to get this question, you got to get two parts, the founding father, but then you got to expand on what we mean there. So it's not just right in it's so-and-so. Okay. That'll get you halfway there. We want to know more. What founding father had his hands in flexible drainage systems? It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Yeah, when we come back to, let's hit a little bit of Kamala Harris at the AFT conference. Listen a little bit to that. So stay tuned, Kamala Harris AFT conference and Tim's trivia when we get back.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
There we go. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, TGIBPF. Yes, thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. Tim's trivia, the question out there, the number though, 855-752-4842, or we'll take it, at, you know, you can text it in too, either through the Facebook, through the X, however you want to do that. But what founding father had his hands in flexible drainage systems? That's the question. The number is 855-752-4842. Johnny, talking about last week and again, the excitement going in with Kamala Harris and then a great guest we had actually a week ago, AFT President Randy Weingarten. And Jess, though, we gotta hit that Kamala Harris at the AFT convention about what we do and what they do. So Jess, ready for that? All right, let's play that.
While you teach students about democracy and representative government, extremists attack the sacred freedom to vote. While you try to create safe and welcoming places where our children can learn, extremists attack our freedom to live safe from gun violence. They have the nerve to tell teachers to strap on a gun in the classroom. While they refuse to pass common sense gun safety laws. And while you teach students about our nation's past, these extremists attack the freedom to learn and acknowledge our nation's true and full history, including book bans. Book bans in this year of our Lord 2024. And on these last two issues, just think about it. So we want to ban assault weapons, and they want to ban books. Can you imagine?
There it is, right there. Johnny, you hear Kamala Harris there, and I think, you know, the pitch, obviously her audience, AFT, mostly teachers, even though we've cleared up that the AFT also represents more than teachers. But boy, coming at that, the attacks that we've seen over the past 18 months on teaching truth, you know, history, the attacks on what they say critical race theory would really turns into going, we don't want you to teach about the truths of America that we would like to forget about. Sorry. Yeah. And then again, you know, when it comes to this reality of what kids fear the most, the idea that kids truly think about daily when they're in class, you know, whether there's going to be a school shooting. And the reality is that we're trying to ban assault weapons and trying to put that, and they're banning books. Just again, the contrast that Kamala Harris did there in front of the AFT, I think was so powerful.
Oh yeah, I agree, Tim, 100%. I mean, that's the kind of contrast that we're talking about here, is really focusing in on that, the kind of the history of things into this contemporary moment, like really the juxtaposition of the choice that's before all of us, right? We have to gather that information. We have to take it in. We have to decide, like, yes, we do have to have some regulations on things. Do we want more regulation on books, or do we want more regulation on like assault weapons and school shootings? Right. I mean, these we shouldn't make light of them, but they're almost comical in terms of they couldn't be like further opposites. Right. In taking this country in opposite directions, stronger, safer, right, or you know, more chaotic and dangerous? Like, how do we make that choice? You know, and I've said that in past elections too. And so, I mean, it's just really important, that energy I've been talking about, the way that both Kamala is bringing light to these situations, but also her endorsers, the way that they're speaking really clearly and matter of fact about not only what's on the line, but attaching that what's on the line are these things, and then fill in the blank.
Right.
Right. I think that's been the shift we've needed in American politics. And I'm glad it's here. I hope it stays there. Right. Because we really need to ride that all the way through November and really into like the next decade. The next decade of American politics really needs to be about strengthening change, about really recognizing all of the different ways we come together for the common good in our community. And that's embracing that thing. Dare we say it? I'll say it openly, Tim. I know
you
and Jess, both our supporters, many listeners out there listening to us support this, but we got to be really, really direct about it. The change is about valuing and supporting diversity as a strength in all the ways. Diversity is differences that make us who we are. They're the condition of difference by which everything exists. You don't have democracy without diversity, right? Diversity exists without democracy, but it suffers, right? And people and communities suffer when we're not valuing diversity. And so when I hear that and the dialogue coming from the endorsers of Kamala Harris, I hear that from Kamala Harris, and I hope we continue to contrast that with the opposition. But really more so just thinking about the momentum we're building into the next decade that this country can choose to have ahead of it.
Yes, right on all of that stuff. And just thinking about those two, coming back to Kamala speaking to teachers there and just making that contrast. And it made me think about L.A. Tom last night saying, you know, he was concerned potentially that teacher Hallie, you know, might be a little bit more critical but in pushing. And I think pushing, and this is, you know, right, the way Kamala approached teachers in that speech, let's continue that, Harris team, bring that forward, because we're going to push you on that, because what you said was so powerful and so profound. And that's when you hear Teacher Hallie and Teacher Joanna going, I'll wait and see. You know, I'm a little bit excited, but you know what? When it comes down to public education, it comes down to teachers. When it gets into the thick of things, they're saying, hey, occasionally, or not occasionally, maybe more often than not, this whole teachers and public education thing kind of takes a back seat. And all of a sudden it's like, blah, 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 blah. Now, that doesn't mean that the contrast of the Republicans is something that they're cheering for. But when it comes to Democrats over the years have not really made teachers very excited. In fact, they have largely, in one way, sold a lot of what we do in public education out to the right for profit, for a lot of people that didn't have your kids, your neighborhoods, your teachers' best interests at heart. So we're going to bring that back right there. Hey, nobody on the trivia yet. I got to put it out there again. What founding father had his hands in flexible drainage systems? The number's 855-752-4842. Jess and Johnny are trying their best to kind of see if they can get at it. I don't know, just using a little help there, not artificial intelligence, but something else. So it's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Educated educators talking education. Yep. When we get back, though, little breaking down what it's been all week. And if you can call in, first person, stay tuned. Answer next segment.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris's husband campaigns in Wisconsin this weekend. Doug Emhoff will speak at the Hmong Festival in Wausau and to a Democratic gathering in Stevens Point tomorrow. Vice President Harris became the presumptive Democratic nominee after President Biden left the race on Sunday. One of America's oldest nonprofit healthcare providers still struggles with growing its brand. Kendra Davenport is the president of Easter Seals.
61 million Americans identify as being disabled. That's a quarter of the American population. More people need to understand just how many people are disabled so that we can ensure that our world becomes more inclusive, more equitable, and more accessible.
Easter Seals serves 1.5 million Americans with disabilities. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation in President Joe Biden's cabinet, will be in Northeast Wisconsin next week. A press release says he'll visit the Green Bay area and Upper Peninsula on Tuesday. Officials say he will tour the Great Lakes ports that are key to the regional economy. People near and far are in Oshkosh for EAA AirVenture 2024. Jerry Hill of Colorado is attending his 35th AirVenture.
Just, I can't get enough of this place. The people and the airplanes and just the whole atmosphere. It's unlike anything else that I've ever experienced. I fit right in with these people. I see a lot of old guys who look just like me. They're dressed like me, have facial hair like me.
Hill said while he drove up from Colorado this year, he does have a home-built airplane at home. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Another season of horrible television is in the books after the Kardashians' season 5 finale. In riveting fashion, they all learn their biological ages, with O.J. Simpson's daughter Khloe learning that despite being 39, a TV quack doctor hired to protect the brand informed the least popular sister her biological age is actually 28. Whatever the hell that means. Other Kardashians who fared well were mom Kris, who found out she's actually 6 years younger than her actual age of 68, Kim Kardashian's real age is 43, but her biological age is 34. No word on what any of their plastic surgery ages are. In other news from the season finale, Kim Kardashian joked that after watching The Crown, she can totally rule a country, saying she's learned so much from a TV show. She felt the same way about boating after watching Gilligan's Island. Kardashian says she's excited to enter the actress phase of her career, seeming to forget she did a few very low-budget independent films years ago that launched her career. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid for the weekend, highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday. Another warm day with a high in the mid-80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. Right now it's 80.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin CHARES Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets bold.
Crude and Dom.
The Kamala sugar high continues on the Devil's Advocates radio show, the very next one. But the ice picks are coming out for
conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor.
That's what we can do, Johnny. We can start a new mafia. Okay. You're the Italian. I could act.
You're the accountant.
I could
You're
act.
The whole thing.
I'd like to do more than accounting, but
no, yeah. I know. But you know what I mean. Well, that's just the
okay.
But I say the accountant.
Todd
it's
would
like,
be
that
like,
sounds like a good name.
Jim, you could run the east side. Okay,
I'll take the whatever. East side.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Matt Nair on air.
Don Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's cubes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Batons.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities
communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Mino and the Mayor.
How do you keep your water for your bird feeder? You have those little motors that go in there, those little fans.
I didn't put those in yet.
Does your bird feeder freeze? Does your bird bath freeze?
Jim, do you remember giving him that as a gift?
You know
you
what?
Gave him that
I
as a gift.
Did. I gave you that. You've never used it. I want it back.
In the winter, the birds use it as a little skating rink.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
That's what we can do, Johnny. We can start a new mafia. Okay. You're the Italian. I could act.
You're the accountant.
I could
You're
act.
You're the whole thing.
I'd like to do more than accounting, but
no, yeah. I know, but you know what I mean? Well, that's just the...
Okay.
But I say the accountant.
Todd
it's
would
like,
be...
That
like,
sounds like a good name.
Jim, you could run the east side, okay?
I'll take the east side.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Coupe League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coupes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Coupe Han Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Batons.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities
days, dozens, or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor.
How do you keep your water for your bird feeder? Yeah, those little motors that go in there. Those little fans.
I didn't put those in yet.
Does your bird feeder freeze? Does your bird bath freeze?
Jim, do you remember giving him that as a gift?
You know
you
what?
Gave him that
I
as a gift.
Did. I gave you that. You've never used it. I want it back.
In the winter, the birds use this little skating rink.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Mino and the Mayor.
That's what we can do, Johnny. We can start a new mafia. You're the Italian. I could act.
You're the accountant.
I could
You're
act.
The whole thing. You're
I'd like gatekeeper. To do more than accounting, but
no, yeah. I know. But you know what I mean. Well, that's just the
okay.
But I say the accountant.
Todd
it's
would
like,
be.
That
like,
sounds like a good name.
Jim, you could run the East Side. Okay,
yeah, I'll take the East Side.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS, and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coops.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Batons.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chair.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.